CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The leader of a Russian mercenary army who believes Russian military officials are losing the war in Ukraine ordered his troops earlier today to advance on Moscow.
Yevgeny Prigozhin had been criticizing Russian generals and civilian military officials, but he then took the unprecedented step of publicly calling out President Vladimir Putin. Prigozhin says his troops got close to Moscow, but he ordered them to halt their advance.
We understand the responsibility for Russian blood could possibly be spilled on each side. That is why we're turning our columns and leaving back to our summer camps as it was planned.
Russia expert and Fordham University professor Beth Noble is a former Moscow bureau chief for CBS News.
The mutiny may be ending, but there will be consequences.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
CBS military analyst Jeff McCausland says the march against Moscow, although short-lived, has severely weakened Russian President Vladimir Putin.
But this, I think, is almost a deadly blow to Vladimir Putin. His invulnerability is clear in all this, as not only did Prigozhin threaten to take down his defense minister, but he also publicly denounced the whole effort in Ukraine, challenged the very legitimacy and rationale for the invasion.
CBS's Christian Benavides says in the meantime, Ukraine made inroads in its counteroffensive.
A Russian missile hit a 24-story tower in Kyiv, and Ukrainian officials say they've intercepted more than 20 missiles.
In Texas, three San Antonio police officers have been charged with murder after the fatal shooting of a woman who the police chief says was having a mental health crisis.
The shooting officer's actions were not consistent with SAPD's policy and training.
Today marks 1 year since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Kamala Harris spoke about the impact during an abortion rights rally in Charlotte.
Right now in our country, 23 million women of reproductive age live in a state with an extreme abortion ban in effect.
Hope Miller with the group Simply Pro-Life spoke in Chicago.
It is now estimated that over 60,000 babies have been saved from abortion in the past year directly because of the overturning of Roe. 60,000!
Canadian officials have joined the investigation into the implosion of the Titan submersible.
They're looking into the Polar Prince's role as a support vessel and the circumstances that may have caused the implosion that killed all five people on board the Titan. The U.S. Coast Guard is also investigating, searching for additional evidence near the Titanic wreckage site.
That's CBS's Adriana Diaz reporting. And this is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Wrung out of my tidy white, actually, but I I don't know what this guy was on.
I love bad year, but I'm not gonna be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me neither.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Roll it in and ready for round.
Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. That is a double dip of Carbellion to kick off Max Inc. Heavy for this Saturday night. Top Alcohol. Bar Fight before that. That's from their brand new album, Weapons of Choice. They're going to be playing at Cadott at Rockfest coming up on July 13th. That's a pretty cool lineup. And there's a handful of local bands playing at Rockfest this year, so that's pretty cool. And Carbellion's also hitting the road. They got a show down in Nashville, Tennessee with Black Belt Theater, Love the Locals, and Outshined. How you doing, everybody? I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. 2 hours of original, local, hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin and bands coming to the area. Happy to have you along with us. I had last week off. I went camping. It was a good time. Glad to be back in the air chair for Max Inc. Heavy. We got a lot of good music coming up this half hour from Queen of Dreams. We'll do some Thunder Goat. That's some new music there. And you're going to flash back with some Crack Hammer, Essential Last Crack, coming up at 11 o'clock tonight. You know, Madwood Power Fest 6 is happening August 18th and 19th at the Sylvie here in Madison. The lineup is just sick this year. You got to check it out right now at madwithpowerfest.com. Lords of the Trident, of course, is playing. They're from Madison. Ty from Lords is, or should I say Fang from Lords, is the creator and the organizer of Madwood Power Fest. Let's do some of their brand new music right now. Lords of the Trident, Power of Evil. It's Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
our local music, Thunder Goat there from their album of Western Galactic Space Odyssey, The Beginning. It was just released a couple months ago here. Killer Bong, dude. Thunder Goat, I met them at Maybash. Great guys. I love their music. Very good. We'll have to get some more songs from Thunder Goat in the rotation for you. They're playing a show Friday, June 23rd with Court of Beast and Plant. That's at the, where's this at? I don't know where. Oh, it's at Rockstar Saloon. There it is, over in Milwaukee, I think, eastern part. I'll update you on that in a couple minutes. Queen of Dreams before that with The Dragons Still Fly. They're playing Farmstock. Now, that's in Kewaunee, Wisconsin, happening July 14th through the 16th. It's 2 days of loud music and love, so they say. Extra love, if you want it. 30 bands, 2 stages. And they've got some headliners coming in, too. A lot of local bands, but they have a... Adam Scotti, from formerly of Saving Abel. He's headlining. And also Frontal Assault and Headstone, and a bunch of other bands. Just go to Facebook, search Farmstock. Farmstock in Kewaunee, Wisconsin. That looks really fun. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. Max Inc. Heavy is brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass, gifts, and vape, visit igniteglassandgifts.com. Also, the Aaron Weber Group. That's First Weber's number one realtor group. Go to movetomadison.com for more information. And by the Ethical Trade Company, Goods for a Better World. Visit them on Madison's East Side or online at ethicaltradeco.com. All right, we've got the Essential Last Crack coming up here shortly. I've also got some Casket Robbery in the list here. We'll do some Else and Fall to Rise. Right now it's Crack Hammer from 2012. Seems like a lifetime ago, but metal was pretty good in 2012. Here's Crack Hammer and Spit It Out on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. crack hammer and spit it out on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. All right, so the Thunder Goat show, I was correct. It was Milwaukee, the rock star saloon for Thunder Goat, Court of Beast Plant, Friday, June 23rd in Milwaukee. How about that? You know, Casket Robbery, they have a bunch of shows coming up. None of them in Wisconsin, though. They're on this little mini tour. They're playing some shows in Michigan. Looks like Harrisburg, maybe Ohio somewhere. They're playing in Chicago, too, with at the Empire, at the Cobra Lounge. The Cobra Lounge in Chicago. That's Sunday, August 13th. We're going to hear some Casket Robbery right after the break on Max and Kevy.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Where can you buy goods from around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end human trafficking by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band formed outside of school? Then Rock on Sin wants you. All genres of music invited: rock, reggae, rap, jazz, country, whatever style you play. This is the only program of its kind in the country. Check out rockonsin.org for more information. Registration is free, but you'll need to sign your band up by April 30th. You could win cool Shure mic gear, Blast House Studios recording time, and 2023 Summerfest showcase gigs. Check out rockonsin.org. That's rockonsin.org. Like Rock Onsin on Facebook, follow on Instagram and TikTok. Rock Onsin is brought to you by the Nicholas Family Foundation and made possible by the support of the Madison Area Music Association and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Rock Onsin, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon on the patio. Friday, June 30th at 5 p.m., come rock out with Iron Plum. With special guest, Lo-Fi Killers. Join us for this free, all-ages show, the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, presented by Civic Media, Mad Radio 92.7 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Zinc Heavy, we are local music from 2019 through what we knew. That is Else and their song Cemetery Dance. Fall to Rise before that with The Fall and Casket Robbery started that set off. How you doing, everybody? I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You know, we're broadcasting all over the state, of course, originating here on WMDX Mad Radio in Madison, 92.7 FM, or also on 101.1 the Shaw in Waukesha. Also, Wisconsin Rapids, we're up in Wausau on Bull Falls Radio, Oshkosh on Air Support, WISS, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Titletown, WGBW, the Talk of Green Bay, Richland Center, also Amory is out there. We have some new affiliates joining the network, though. Welcome, Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, The Eagle, WLCX in La Crosse. Greetings to you all. And also over in Racine on AM radio on WRJN in Racine, Wisconsin. Happy to have the eastern part of the state with us. And Hayward, Wisconsin, up in the North Woods, WBZH, the Buzz of the North. Welcome to all of you. If you have a local metal band that you love and you want to get them, you want to hear them on the radio, we'd love to hear what you have. Send us an email, maxincradio@gmail.com. These guys are playing the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series with Iron Plow at the High Noon on June 30th. It's Lo-Fi Killers, Until She's Gone. It's Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
We'll be right back. some good music
from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The law firm of Gingras, Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras, Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk. Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces?